off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. Hey, follow the Joe and Alex Show. Social media-wise, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You'll find me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop on there. And for Facebook, we use Radio Now. So just search for the station page, Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. If you don't know how to spell, just type in the numbers. 833-563-2539. Sitting to my left, brand new Hello Kitty juice box, at least to me, Alex Clark. Good morning.
Guys, I have major drama dilemma.
Is it about hot baby?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, wow. This thing keeps on getting worse and worse and worse.
Hold on, wait. Let me get my headphones on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, there's this guy that we've talked about on the show a couple days. I'm casually barely texting him. Barely. I mean, well, like, not barely, but I'm texting casually as in, like, I'm not dating him. I'm not announcing to you, like, he's my boyfriend or something. It's just, you know.
I would hope not. It's been 4 days.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the process of getting over a breakup, so I'm just, like, talking to people from dating apps, whatever. So, one of my new friends, she is also single and on dating apps.
Uh-huh.
So, the other night, she is swiping on Hinge and sees his profile, screenshots it, and sends it to me, like, haha, he was the second guy that I saw. Isn't that funny? And I was like, yeah, haha, whatever. That was it, right? Well, yesterday he texts me and says, do you know this girl? And I said, yeah, why? And he said, well, because she messaged me and said, I heard you like steak from Texas Roadhouse. Because on the show a few days ago, I talked about how I thought it was like funny that he said a good steak comes from Outback or Texas Roadhouse. We like kind of made fun of it.
You were concerned about that. You're like, oh,
so,
no.
Like, she said that, but she never said like, oh, I'm friends with Alex or anything. Like, she only said that. She only says that, right? So he says to me like, oh, is this your friend or whatever? I say, yes. I said, you know, did she say that she knew me or anything? He said, no. Well, we hung out last night, her and I.
Okay.
And I brought up, I was like, oh, that's so funny you saw Hot Baby's profile on Hinge. And she's like, yeah, I know, isn't it? Never said anything about messaging him.
Oh.
Do you guys think that this new friend of mine is like shady trying to get with him? Or was it innocent? Because she did screenshot me that she saw him. She just didn't tell me that she had sent that joke.
Man, something might be going down in the DMs.
I think it's weird that she would leave out that she didn't message him if she's going to even tell you at all that she saw him. Like, I feel like if you'd say, if you take the time to screenshot and be like, look at the profile I just swiped on, like, how funny is it? Like, I gave him crap about liking steak from Texas Roadhouse or whatever, you know? Like, I feel like he would say that.
So my other girlfriends are like, run, do not be friends with this girl. She is shady. Oh, that's so weird.
But maybe they're jealous. They're not going to get as much Alex time, though. You know what I mean? They're like, no, she's terrible. Get out of here.
Was your day better, Liv?
Yeah, it was. So my parents were in town yesterday. They stayed the night on Tuesday night. And so we went out to brunch. And it was so much fun.
Where'd you guys end? Did you end up going downtown to brunch or what?
No, we didn't go downtown to brunch. Okay. We went to this other brunch place that I love so much. But the problem is that I left my number for the host there.
Oh.
Like way back when I was single.
Oh, like, right, that's awkward.
Had recently broke up. Yeah, and he admitted to me that he was like a recently like 3 months sober heroin addict.
Yeah. Whoa. That put the damper on things.
Within like the first 5 text messages.
Whoa.
And so it was like pretty heavy. And so like I just like never really texted him back. Well, I said I was proud of him, even though like I don't know this guy. And
you gave him a thumbs up. Good job.
Yeah. And so yesterday when we go to brunch, my parents are still parking and I go in to get us a table.
No.
And he is the only person at the host stand.
Stop.
And the restaurant is like not very crowded.
I would have ran back out and told my dad or my mom to go in and do it. I would have hid.
But this is good though, Liv.
It was too I didn't have enough time.
Oh my gosh.
The second I walked in, he was right there. The host stand was literally right when you walk in the door. And also like it was very clear we both recognized each other, but we both totally acted like we didn't know each other.
You didn't even say hi, how are you?
No.
Oh my god.
No, that is so awkward. How do you come back from that? Be like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I stopped texting you once I realized like you
I would have not brought up the texting. I would have just said, hey, how are you? Cool. And
yeah,
then just,
but you know what though? That's good news that he's still there working. That probably means
he's still sober.
Exactly. He could be a functioning druggie, but it sounds like he might be clean still.
Exactly. And that's amazing. And it all worked out for the best because then I met my boyfriend. But, you know, so awkward. And I swear he was like lingering around our table a little bit.
Probably was.
You need some more water?
Oh my god.
My number?
I looked like absolute garbage yesterday too. So like
that always freaking happens, man. Yeah. Every time you go out, the one day you don't wear makeup or you look like death and then you always see an ex or whatever. Every time.
It probably looks like I'm on drugs now.
It's like the rule.
It's
like
yesterday.
It's like the rule of science.
I know. It has
to happen. Hey, if Pork Chop and I get to see you ladies at your best, everybody should too. What about you, Pork Chop?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It seems like we all had like a guy-girl issue thing.
Really?
Yeah, because with me, I was looking at our Instagram DMs, and there was this girl that DM'd us. It said, like, request. So I hit it, and she sent the little heart, the face with the heart eyes emoji, and it was on my photo of me looking like the Kermit the Frog. So I was going to write back and say, oh, like, thank you, but I accidentally hit decline. And now I just feel absolutely terrible.
Why would you decline a listener?
No, it was an accident.
None of us have done that before. Why would you do
that? You are such a jerk.
This is just prime Pork Chop right here.
Oh my gosh. The things that he lets bother him.
Yeah.
I really hope she's listening right now.
I've never met anybody, am I right, ladies, that lets things bother them as much as Pork Chop. Am I right?
I've never met a more tender Pork Chop.
No, but
I get it.
Really,
Joe,
though,
what happened to you yesterday?
Okay, I don't know how you do it, Alex, and usually I don't try to model like everything you do as like goals in my life, but you say you always take a nap every day for the most part for 2 hours when you get home?
Yes.
And you somehow make it work, and you're usually like, I don't think you've ever been late except for crazy weather or something like that, or like if you know you got pulled over by the cops for going 95 on the highway.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I didn't take a nap yesterday, and I've noticed this. Like, I feel refreshed, but I just got here before the show started, which means I'm late. Like, luckily I got a lot of work done last night, so I'm not going to be rushed, but I don't like being that way. But I feel so refreshed. So my point is, it's like, do I take a nap during the day? Because I can never nap properly. If I nap, it's 4 hours on and off of just tossing and turning in bed, and then I'm wide awake.
I feel better the more I sleep. So the more naps I take, the more I sleep during the night, all of it together, I feel better. But most people, I think you are the majority, most people feel worse when they nap a lot during the day.
Like, I can't nap. I can't put my phone on silent and be done for 2 hours and wake up like, oh, it's 2:30. Let's do it.
Why can't you? I don't understand.
I don't know. I struggle. I'm really addicted to my phone, I think, because I'll listen to other shows, podcasts, or just in general podcasts.
Right, so you can, you're just not.
Liv, I have a problem. Listen, why do you always treat people with addictions this way?
You know,
the guy at the restaurant, me.
She's going to ghost you.
She is. You have to work with me and talk to me. You can't do this.
Sorry.
That's uncalled for. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Such sad news last night from Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. He announced that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I have some news to share with all of you. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. And I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
I love his humor. I saw that full thing. But as like, that's so sad. If you didn't know, my wife Lindsay last year was on Jeopardy, and it was the thrill of her life. She's like, probably the biggest thing, way better than marrying me. And she was really sad. She said,
"Yeah,
like,
I wanted to know what her reaction was."
She's sad. They love his spirit. I mean, that like as you mentioned in the clip, said that is a very, very low rate of survival. It's one, I think it is like the deadliest,
yikes,
like lowest percentage cancer. Don't quote me on that, but. I really hope, you know, that people pray for him, that he gets through this. That would be amazing. But the whole Jeopardy community, my wife's on there, kind of Facebook thing, and I think they're working on some kind of a tribute to him right now and doing different things. So thoughts and prayers, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about your wife yesterday. He's immediately going to begin chemotherapy treatment right now. Chance the Rapper revealed on a Twitter thread that this weekend he's going to be marrying his fiance and childhood sweetheart. He posted a picture of his fiance as a little girl and said, "Story time, a thread on how I met my wife. This photo was taken on the day that I first met her." So I guess he's talking about probably like a school talent show or something. He said, "We were instructed to make a way for an exclusive performance by Destiny's Child. From the back stepped out 3 young girls who were not Destiny's Child." He said, "Now I'm locking eyes with the prettiest girl I've ever seen in almost a decade of my life on Earth. I was just staring at her as she and her girls were conquering the choreography and mastering the art of lip syncing in a way even the most professional performers have yet to accomplish." He goes on to say, 16 years later, it's happening. This weekend is the time and the place. This weekend is the time and the place is my wedding. I'm going to dance with my wife because this is my destiny."
That is so cool.
So freaking cute. I really like Chance the Rapper. Zac Efron is dating Olympian Sarah Breaux. The 31-year-old High School Musical alum and the 23-year-old swimmer sparked romance rumors after being seen together multiple times in recent months. They were first spotted together at a first class at a fitness class in Los Angeles in January, and they continued to fuel speculation after sitting beside each other during a UFC fight at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on Saturday. And Chris Pratt talked about his sheep that he owns.
They're real cuddly now. We got 3 rams. We've got Bourbon, Prince Rupert, and one called Rex Danger Fleece.
Oh.
And they're really sweet and really cuddly, but if you turn your back on them, they'll straight up like ram you. They'll take your knees out, for sure.
Wow. Have they done it to you?
Yeah, they messed me up.
Really?
Yeah, I had to wrestle them. I had to show them what's up. I had to show dominance.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity carries bandages used for wounded soldiers with her wherever she goes because she's so scared of being shot.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Man, this is interesting to me that it actually comes on here. And people aren't going to believe us unless they really look it up for yourself here. But being a broadcaster, doing this radio show, whew, it's one of the most stressful jobs in the world, guys.
Well, you guys have it easy. I have it the most stressful.
Yeah, I'd say Porkchop out of all of us is the most stressed.
I don't know, man. My heart always beats every day.
But Joe also is up there, but he's like born that way. He's Lady Gaga born that way stressed. Like,
I am.
He came out of the womb like, what's going on? What am I going to do? Does anyone have a plan? Did you write it on the Google Doc? I don't know what I'm doing.
You know that feeling of like, is it a fart or is it something else? Like, you're not sure. Like, what one will it be? That's how my life is every day, just in general with like, well, it could be okay, or we could have a big mess in just 1 second. That's my constant thought process. Job website CareerCast, they put out a list every year, the most stressful jobs in America, here in the U.S., and the 10 most stressful jobs are, any guesses? I'll let you know if you got one on the top 10 list here.
Air traffic controller.
No. Actually, as you say, it's slower so everybody can hear you. An air traffic controller.
Game.
What are you going to win?
I don't know, the pork chop song?
What about a paramedic?
Paramedic, Alex, did not make the top 10 stressful jobs in America.
A firefighter?
Liv, number 2, right behind soldier at number 1. And same thing, you got a pilot, you got police officer. Coming in at number 5, a broadcaster, yes. Us, the Joe and Alex Show. You guys.
Yeah, but do they really mean radio or do they mean TV broadcasters? Because, you know, 99% of the time I tell, you know what happens when I tell people I work in radio? They say, so when are you going to work in TV? Ugh. Like, this is like a stepping stone
job to
that.
Do you tell them what
that
I say? I'm like, oh, they say I'm too ugly.
No, I just say, actually, like, our jobs are more fun. We get to be more creative and stuff like that. It's a totally different.
an opinion.
Right.
I mean, in the news, you're not supposed to have an opinion. You're supposed to report on things and be unbiased. Other things on there, public relations officer, senior corporate executive, and taxi driver. So, Porkchop, you got two things because you're an Uber driver.
Oh,
you're going to drop dead on us, bro.
Are right. It is so stressful because yesterday I got another one star.
Oh, my.
For what?
I don't know.
See, I don't get that. I actually feel so bad that even when I have gotten food delivered that's cold, or I've ridden in an Uber driver that was terrible, any of those things, when it comes to like rating somebody on an app, I always still give 5 stars because I feel so bad.
I think I forget every single time to rate. I don't think I've ever rated anything.
But that doesn't hurt you though, right? Like if Liv never rated you, it's not going to hurt you.
I would prefer you not rate me instead of rate me a 1 star. Like I'm not that bad. You got there alive.
I feel bad because I didn't realize for the longest time. Like I feel like 1's the worst, 5's the best. I'm like, well, they were average, so I give them a 3.
No,
I know you've taught me that, but I didn't realize. Do you know how many 3s I've given out?
Oh,
jeez.
I'm just being real here. Okay.
But what happened? I mean, that they would give you 1 star. I mean, was there an awkward conversation?
It doesn't tell me who it was, and I had like 30 trips the other day.
Okay, but you would know if you did something that deserves a 1 star, right?
Like I said, everyone got there alive, so.
But does that mean like you almost got in a couple wrecks though on the way, even though you technically lived?
There was one time I almost got in a wreck, but the person turned in front of me when I had the right of way.
Well, either way, you almost got in a wreck.
Yeah, but I actually avoided it. I swerved out the way. Like, I should have a 5 star for that.
Wow.
See, this is just totally agreeing that he has one of the most stressful
jobs.
Thank God
it's anonymous, because look at him. He's like ready. He's got a vengeance.
He would track you down.
The potholes. I feel like people don't like the potholes, so I'm always swerving for those.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Not that I want to lose you, but we agree you're stressed.
Sorry, okay,
so this list is actually very accurate.
Okay.
And you can tweet us at Joan Alex Show. Let us know what job you got if you think it's very stressful. I'd be interested to see. Okay, the least stressful job this year. Can you just guess the number one thing, the least stressful job they say in America is? If you do this.
Retail. Dunkin' Donuts.
Babysitter.
None of those. No, it has to do with the baby, though.
I knew it. Baby cuddling.
No.
Nurse.
No. Well, along that lines, I'll give it to you, Alex. You're close. They're saying a sonographer, a person that actually does the thing to see the baby.
Ultrasound.
Yeah, the ultrasound.
Oh, that is very unstressful, I'd say.
Yeah, unless there's no heartbeat.
Right, I was going to say,
I'm just saying.
Wow, way to wrap that one up. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. A man in Oregon, or Oregon, whatever you call it.
Oregon.
All right, thanks. I didn't really need the update. Who survived 5 days in snow, trapped in his vehicle trapped by snow. He ate packets of Taco Bell fire sauce, and he's now getting free Taco Bell for a year?
Life?
That's what I'm saying. Kind of like Taco Bell. How many bean burritos are you holding on to? Yeah, he gets it for a year, which is cool, but I would have gave that guy for life. The man and his dog, if you didn't know, were trapped in an SUV, and they ended up curbing his hunger, he said, by eating 3 packets of Taco Bell hot sauce and staying warm periodically by starting his vehicle. So thank God they're alive. They're okay, but they only get Taco Bell for a year.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, somebody else has got to step up. Who else is going to step up to the plate and give this man food for the rest of his life?
I mean, would you guys go so far to say that Taco Bell might be the cheapest fast food? Because I feel like their prices are very cheap, so couldn't they, out of anybody, really afford to be giving away food for life?
The dollar mini quesadilla. Yeah, I would agree, Alex. There's a lot of good deals on that menu.
I think it would be the most baller thing in the world if, like, Wendy's, McDonald's,
they gave
them
food for life,
come in and say, hey, you know what? We'll give you food for life.
I would. That's what I'd do.
So baller.
Oh, listen, I'm about to go try to get stuck and lost somewhere, too, and see if that place. So, like, I'm going to be like, oh, I randomly had Chick-fil-A sauce packets. What happened? Oh, no. Okay, guys, sad news here. We hear about animals dying off all the time, but this is something that's kind of like a dinosaur. There's only one left now. There's been about one Blockbuster left in the world now, as of right now. Blockbuster was founded back in 1985. In 2004, when it was at its peak, it had over 9,000 stores, with half being in the U.S. Well, now there's two of them. There's Blockbusters in the world, one in Perth, Australia. Well, that's closing. So, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, has the last Blockbuster. I know we don't do that anymore, but do you remember the nostalgia? Like, did you guys, like I did, get excited about, like, it's Friday night, we're going to go pick out a movie? Like, my mom, when she was crazy nice, back then, I don't know if girls did this, but I know I did this, we'd rent a video game system. Like, if you want to try, like, ooh, they've got PS1. Like, we get to rent it in a game. It was the coolest thing in the world. Now there's only one left.
I'm telling you right now, it's like it was yesterday. I have so many memories of different times of going to the movie store, sleepovers, my mom driving us to the movie store, all of that. Like, I know I can literally see in my mind even the covers of movies that I remember. I remember when American Beauty came out, which is now one of my favorite movies of all time. And I remember that cover with the her stomach and the rose. I remember seeing that as a kid, like, wonder what that's about. And now it's one of my favorite movies.
Now I know.
I always wanted the overpriced candy and popcorn.
Oh, yeah, like $20 for a thing of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the movie cover with the all-white movie cover with the butterfly and the little human face. I don't even know what movie it was.
Is it the butterfly effect?
Got to be the butterfly
effect.
I don't
think so.
Yeah,
I just remember being really young and it freaked me out.
Google image it, pork chops. Okay. Try to figure out what exactly you're
talking about.
Look
up the butterfly effect and see if that's it.
Okay.
If not, yeah, you're going to be here all day.
Because that's a really good movie.
And were you guys deathly afraid? I'm like, oh crap, we didn't rewind the movie. We weren't kind.
Yes.
Oh, that was a big deal. You had to rewind the movie. All right. I think we're all big fans here on the Joe and Alex Show of Love. We're trying to find it and we think everybody else should have it. Is that agreeable or no?
Well, one of us on the show is trying to find love. You guys are all have somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we all agree that we love love. Like, you want to find a person to love.
Yes.
Okay, and you want to be loved. Okay, so we agree. That's good. Well, then what do you think about this? Two first cousins in Utah are petitioning for the right to get married in their home state after driving to Colorado to tie the knot. The couple says they have been in love since second grade, but decided to make things official in January.
And they're from Kentucky?
No, they are from Utah, so there's not a lot going on there. Check this out.
You're in second grade?
Yeah, it was like second grade. I remember I stopped her mother. I stopped her and I said, I'm going to marry Angie.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, no, I'm sorry, you can't, but you can be friends.
No, you're not going to stop me. You can say no, but I'm going for it.
You're like, okay, this is crazy, but we're adults now. We're single now. We're just going to go for it, and, you know, who cares what our family thinks?
Oh my God, how does this actually happen?
I mean, I do have hot cousins. I would lie if I didn't say if I said
right.
I didn't.
Everyone has a hot cousin. I had a crush on my cousin, but he's like 10 years older than me. And I had like the biggest crush on him until I was like 10. But then it's like, I'm not going to marry the dude.
Now, what about if it was a second or third cousin? Because that's okay. Like, you can do that. It still seems weird to me.
I still think it's weird. I went to college with someone who was my third cousin. And we weren't close growing up. But like during college, we would always like bring it up. And when we were drunk, he would like kind of hit on me. And it was very strange.
There was this guy. Like, this is years ago when I was on Tinder. I matched with this guy. And somehow after texting for a couple days, we got into like the very first time he spent time with his hand, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
And I asked him like what prompted that, what he was thinking about, and he said my cousin.
That is so weird.
Hold on. I know it seems weird, but I think that's kind of common.
Is it?
For a first thought, yes. No. Not all the time. Like if I was thinking about my cousin now as an adult man, it's kind of weird. I think when you're young and things like that and just feeling your body, like I think it's just that's maybe somebody that you really are close to.
But this is the kicker. When I asked him about the first time he did the deed.
Uh-huh. Flip some pancakes.
He said he was thinking about his mom.
Oh, okay.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
All right, I'm going to come out and we'll just address it. Are we gay-shaming producer Porkchop or gay stereotyping? Is that your complaint? Is that your beef?
Yeah, this is so annoying.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex has talked about it a little bit on the air. She has been just having casual conversations for a few days with a guy that we're calling him... Baby.
Hot baby.
I just call him baby. I don't like to say hot. Baby hot boy. No, hot baby. And Porkchop is really supportive of this conversation, I guess. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say.
Okay, but are there ulterior motives at work?
Here's the thing. Porkchop is the first one to text me, ask me, how's it going with hot baby when I walk in the morning.
I don't even ask you once.
He wants details about the conversations. He's constantly talking about how hot he is. He's like, please don't mess this up.
That
no,
far.
Yes, you do.
I said he's a very good looking guy. I'm not over here.
You said he was smoking hot.
Okay.
He likes to pull back.
I did say it was hot, but the way you said it, it was very manipulative. You said, he's always talking about how he's so hot.
No,
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
But I do say, yes, he is a very good-looking guy.
I'm sorry, Porkchop, you have never said that. You've never been like, Alex, he is a very good-looking guy. You've been like, Alex, he's so hot. He seems so nice. You got to give him a chance. He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah, yeah. I have
like,
said
it's like
on.
You know.
I would have said that answer.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I have said that.
You're fighting so hard for this guy.
No,
you
go ahead.
Are
I am. Because I am emotionally invested in Alex's relationship, and I really want the best for
her. Welcome to the Joe and Alex
and
show.
What's the number one thing I've said? I'm a very good judge of character. I can look at someone's picture, someone's face, and I just think he's like, I could just tell. And yeah, he is good looking.
I think you love him for you.
I agree with Liv.
I don't think that I... And here's the thing. I don't know him, but so far... I don't know if he's the right fit for Alex. Maybe he is. I hope it is. I don't think she should judge him too early, but I think you love him more for you.
Okay, see, that's
not for her.
That's
you want
the
him
stereotype.
To stay around.
You want him, no. So, you want her to keep talking to him because you want him to stick around because you're interested
because
in
what?
Him.
Because I'm going to
hook
up with him
no,
or something?
Yeah, no, so hang on. I don't think you want to hook up with him. I just think
see, that's the stereotype right there. It's
I
just
think,
because
hold on.
I
hold
like
on,
guys.
On. Clarify, no. What is the gay stereotype?
I'm trying
exactly.
to say it right now.
Tell us.
Just because... I like guys. You think I'm trying to hook up with every guy that I say is hot.
1,000%.
That is not true. I'm very happy. No, that's a freaking stereotype.
No,
I am extremely... No. I am extremely happy in my relationship. I'm very fine with it. Everything is great.
And, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah?
I'm not saying that you are physically going to cheat
of
on your boyfriend, that you are planning to cheat on your boyfriend,
right.
that you want to cheat on your boyfriend.
Right.
You're living vicariously through me.
You are living vicariously through Alex, and I feel like you are encouraging her
because
to
what?
Have him stick around more
because
you want to meet him.
Enjoy vicariously living
like
through
you
her.
Want to be
not
Alex's
even that you
lips.
Want to meet, not even that you want to meet her or meet him, just the fact that you like to vicariously live through her because you think this guy is hot and you're interested in this guy.
I agree with a lot of what you said except interested.
I think you're interested in him. I don't think that means you're
hypothetically interested.
You're afraid. Yeah. Porkchop right now is afraid that we're attacking his relationship. We're not going after you and your boyfriend.
Okay.
That is not what we're going after. We think you are not going to cheat. We think you guys
are good together. I think it's totally innocent.
Together.
I think it'd be like, you know, I have a major celebrity crush on John Mayer. If one of you were dating him, I'd be like, how's it going? Please don't mess this up. I want to hang out with you guys. Like,
1,000%.
But it doesn't mean I would date them. It's just like it's just a hypothetical like fun thing. Like I think you really want to meet him.
Like if
I mean
doesn't
I really
work.
Don't care if I'd met him or not. Like if I okay I'll say this is a true statement. If I was single and if I was on Tinder and I swiped with him, if he liked guys, then of course I'd want to meet up with him.
But and also you guys have a love for chain restaurants, and I've never seen anyone
get so passionate. That's what
chain
it is.
Restaurants and Porkchop does.
Holy crap! Liv just literally Nancy Drew'd the crap out of this.
Porkchop's like fantasizing, like, well, we can, you know, he can come in and eat a drink, and I can be the server.
This is like hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably just like, the hot rolls at Texas Roadhouse.
Cinnamon butter.
Yeah. I think, can rub it all over.
I think this
bum.
Is the first time that we've all come
biscuit.
To an agreement.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And you can also give us a call, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So there is a list out here, and I want to kind of toss it out to you ladies and see what you think. Men reveal what makes women boring. Here we go. Number one thing, she doesn't try new things. I guess it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm kind of a lazy guy. So that's fine with me. What?
Hilarious, because you do that.
Right.
She doesn't have sex on the first day. I wouldn't agree with that. I don't think that makes
that
a
makes
girl
a girl boring. Well, I'm screwed.
You're the most boring girl of all time.
I'm screwed, and not literally.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that, but that's what I kind of think. She never stops talking about herself.
Whatever. I'm a question asker.
Yeah, she asks a lot of questions.
No, see, what my problem is I'm more like an interrogator on a first date because I'm asking so many questions about the other person. I'm not talking about me. I'm asking them 100 things.
Honestly, this list right now is a guy reading it about women. It's just boring to me. She has no stories to tell. Her text messages are bland. There's nothing unique about her. She's glued to her phone.
See, I don't understand why this says like, this is what makes women boring. Like, this is what makes anyone boring.
Yeah, I would kind of agree,
like,
right there.
I think that all of these are equally men, but there are some things that men do that only men do.
Oh, let's go there, Liv.
That are very boring.
Let's go there, Liv. Joe, get the dinger out, and anytime that you or Pork Chop...
Wait, does Pork Chop count?
...are guilty of this, you can ding it.
Okay.
Okay, they wear the same thing all the time.
Ding.
I don't want to ding myself.
Both of you have the same three shirts.
Yes.
You rotate.
Am I supposed to have 20 hoodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you can wear the same hoodie over.
I know, you too.
You guys literally wear these same shirts.
Seven different hoodies, by the way.
What's the next thing?
Whoa, week, ladies.
Next thing, they do the same thing with their friends every time they hang out.
Ding.
Absolutely.
Now, what if you don't have friends? What does that mean?
Oh that's God. Awkward.
This is really uncomfortable. They're...
Okay, we're good.
They're unoriginal at texting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No ding.
That can be for men and women.
Yes. Them and all their friends have the same haircut.
Oh, 100%.
Not me.
No.
What are we talking
about?
You guys might be different, but guys.
Joe, not me. Yeah.
I'm like, why do you have to be so mean?
Obviously not you. But I'm telling you, guys mine and Alex's age.
Same hair.
All the same haircut. The entire group.
What do you want them to have,
actually,
though?
The haircut is actually, so I call it the 90, because 90% of guys all have the same haircut.
Wait, what is it?
It's just, you know, it's a little
like
bit
short
longer,
on the sides, long on the top.
And they
a little
push
bit of
it
hair stuff.
The
okay,
same
yeah, that's
way.
Definitely me and Chase.
And I'm telling you, every group of friends has the same haircut.
Yeah, but what's wrong
bit...
with that, though?
It's just 90. It's just, it's the
boring.
90. 90% of guys have it. What else, Liv?
Their only hobbies are sports and working out.
God, if I could just, yes, every freaking guy. What are you passionate about? I don't know, sports, going to the gym.
Drinking beer.
Oh, God, that there's nothing
boring.
Worse.
Wait, I don't think, is that me and Pork Chop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really?
You don't really like sports as much as I do, though.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
you don't go to the gym. Joe,
you don't go to the gym.
Sort of does.
I go to the boxing place.
I'm sorry. Pork Chop doesn't even know who Zion is that plays for Duke.
Oh, I thought that
insane.
Was like a car or something like that.
Okay,
like a Zion.
This is a huge one. This
what?
Makes
what?
Men absolutely boring and just very self-unaware.
And idiots.
They think every girl they've slept with has had an O.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Pork Chop.
Every guy thinks that they are amazing in bed.
They have no idea.
Nothing.
Pork
no
Chop.
Idea.
So you're
hold
telling
on,
me.
Hold on, Pork Chop. I know you've been with men and women. Do you think that you've, every woman you've been with, that they've been able to be happy?
Yeah. I mean.
Here we go. Here we freaking go.
I don't.
You're wrong.
I don't. But I'll tell you this, though. I am a lover, and I usually care. Now, my wife, when she hears this podcast, is going to go off the side of the road and say, you're the laziest lover in the world. But when I first met my wife and we were flipping pancakes, I tried, and it worked. Now,
no, okay. I'm sure it
but
did.
See, every guy says that.
Exactly.
That's the thing, because guys
on.
Can't tell.
Stop
this
that.
Is a side
no,
conversation,
I,
but
oh
guys know. Let me tell you something.
Yes,
guys,
can. You can tell.
Guys cannot
no,
tell
can.
When a girl fakes it.
No.
They
no,
have
no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no
idea.
No. Yes, you can.
When, you don't, you because cannot. That's why every guy says every girl I've been with.
That's not true. No, it's not, because I just said I know for a fact I haven't always done that. Trust me, when I put in the work, when I've warmed up the griddle before we flip pancakes.
Ew.
But even sometimes,
I
but
know,
what guys don't understand.
I know when
that
if
is,
that happens.
No.
Trust me, you can feel
even
it.
Even if
yes,
you do
yes,
that
no.
stuff.
Stop.
That's disgusting.
That is so
Joe,
gross.
Even if you do all that stuff, that doesn't mean that she can ever get there. That's just how women are. So, like, you can do all those right things technically, but just, like, sometimes you just can't.
I did.
There's no reason.
Okay.
No,
so
you,
that's
you,
when a girl would
on.
Fake it.
But listen, I know, but Alex, you can tell when somebody fakes it and when they really do. I'm not saying
this is quintessential what Liv and I are
no,
talking about. The guys
no,
are in
saying,
denial.
You, let me finish. You're saying that every time a guy, like the guy's like, oh, another one, another happy client there. No, I'm not saying that. I might have only done this twice in my life, but I know when I've really done it. I'm not saying
I
they am. Haven't faked it.
And what I'm
but
saying
I know
is every
when
guy
I got
says
100%
that.
On that test.
Every guy says I
no,
can
they
tell.
Don't. Every guy might say that they've done it. I know when
but
it works.
But no, guys swear I could
yeah.
tell if she was faking
yeah.
it. I would know. I would know. That's what they
a
say.
A lot of women have faked it with me. I know that.
Oh, my God.
My wife probably actually. Hold on. Wait. Let me see. Does she fake it? Yep. There we go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian is not happy at all with what Taylor Swift said about her and hubby Kanye West in her new tell-all interview in Elle magazine. Swift said, "I learned that disarming someone's petty bullying can be as simple as learning to laugh. In my experience, I've come to see that bullies want to be feared and taken seriously. A few years ago, someone started an online hate campaign by calling me a snake on the internet." But according to a source close to Kim, she is done with Taylor's petty games and said Kim won't be reaching out or apologizing to Taylor because she needs to grow up. Taylor Swift covered a ton of stuff in this interview. I put the swipe up to this on my Instagram story yesterday at YoAlexRaps with a Z. And I screenshotted what my favorite ones were. She put like 30 things of like lessons in life she's learned because she's turning 30 this year in December.
I'm a snake. I'm a slither little naked snake.
So she revealed a ton of amazing stuff. Not so amazing and really just sad. She revealed that both of her parents have battled cancer in the past and that her mom is currently battling cancer for the second time. I think it was like 2 years ago she announced that her mom, Andrea, was battling cancer. And it looked like she had gotten better, but now it looks like she has it again. I don't know what type of cancer she has. I don't think they've ever publicly said it, but that's super sad. She said that having her mother be diagnosed for a second time has taught her that there are real problems and then there's everything else. She also carries bandages with her at all times because they've been proven on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan because she is so paranoid after the bombing at the Manchester Arena with Ariana Grande and the mass shooting at Las Vegas at that music festival. She said that it has left her completely terrified in her personal life.
Oh my gosh.
That if she said it like helps you if you get shot, stabbed, or, you know, bomb or whatever, anything like that happens, that this special bandage can like help keep you alive till you get to the hospital, you know, better than like a normal bandage. Would.
That's something I've never thought about in my life.
Isn't that so sad that she has to even think about that? She also, you know, of course, has dealt with numerous stalkers in the past. So she just has a lot of that stuff going on. But that interview is excellent. Excellent. She's got a new album coming out any moment now. I'm just telling you, be ready for it. And Demi Lovato briefly checked herself back into a treatment center recently. Sources say that Sorry Not Sorry singer recently went back to rehab for 2 weeks. She's now in a better headspace and recognizes the seriousness of her addiction. Sources say Demi hasn't relapsed since last summer's overdose. The 2 weeks in rehab comes just 4 months after she completed a 90-day stint in rehab. Her mom, I guess, she's going through a breakup. So her mom is apparently responsible for the breakup to this guy, Henry Levy, or whatever. Sources say her mom and the family were 100% responsible for getting him out of the picture. No one knows what is up with him, but her friends were told by her mom to keep him away from her at all costs.
Wow.
So maybe her mom knew something, you know, that he was shady or something like that, but I don't know if maybe the breakup was a trigger for her, like she needed to get into rehab because she's just going through an emotional time from that and she's worried she'd start using again. I don't know. And a warrant has been issued for Tyga's arrest after he failed to report to a court appearance that was meant to address paying an injured fan. According to court documents, a fan was badly injured at a concert of his in 2015, and he's yet to receive, and they have yet to receive settlement money from him. The fan says that a light stand fell from the ceiling and left a 4-inch gash on her head.
Ow!
Tyga did not appear at the hearing regarding the case and did not report to his court appearance, so the judge has now issued a warrant for his arrest and a $250,000 bail.
Whoa.
Pretty serious. Coming up in less than an hour, I've got more shocking excerpts from R. Kelly's interview with Gayle King.
Ask Alex. We do it every week at this time here on the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. If you've got a question, all you have to do is send us an email, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Also, you can send us a DM if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. This morning, we have Melinda on the phone. Hi, Melinda. What is your question or your situation for Ask Alex today?
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good, but we heard that you're not having a great time. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So I'm a Houston listener, and my husband is Mexican, and he just had a brother pass away who still lived in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped the news on me that he was going to go to Mexico yesterday, and then he just left.
Like, what do you mean go? Like, go to just visit with them?
Well, that's the thing. Like, at first I thought he meant that, like, he was just going to go to Mexico for the funeral and stuff, but then he said he's not coming back to Texas.
For how long?
I don't know. He said it's better for him to be where most of his family is. And when I asked him what that meant for us as husband and wife, like, he he just tells me that, like, he loves me and that we're going to make it work. And he said that I can move there with him, or I can come visit him. And I don't know what, like, now he's just gone. He's gone.
I am so sorry, Melinda. I genuinely cannot imagine being in that situation. I mean, I am shocked because it sounds like your husband is just essentially telling you, like, yeah, I'm moving out of the country, whether you like it or not. If you want to visit me, you can, or if you want to move, you can, but, like, I'm not coming back to America.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? Like, has anybody ever been through this? Like, I've never heard of this. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know what to think. Like, I'm really sad about the loss of his brother, like my brother-in-law, and I'm mourning my brother-in-law.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in and join the conversation. 833-563-2539. I mean, I think maybe he's just being a little quick, or I don't know if the word's haste with this right now, because of the fact of he's grieving with his brother. I mean, maybe he's going to come back.
But I mean, did he pack all his clothes, Melinda?
Just about. Like, I mean, he just left. Like, he took everything that I know was important to him.
Is there still money in the account? Like, are you broke? I mean, where is this at?
Oh, my God. I haven't even checked. I don't.
I would. Well, I don't think he left you. I don't know. Maybe he has. But I would definitely check the account, because that's not good if there's no money in there.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I'm sure right now he's probably just going through a lot of shock, maybe. I mean, I've never, knock on wood, thank God, I've never lost someone extremely close to me. But, I mean, even if he was, like, close in age to his brother, I mean, you know, obviously, I don't know your husband. Maybe he's just going through a lot of shock.
But I feel like if he was going there, just like what she said, for like an extended visit because of the funeral and stuff, he mm-hmm. wouldn't have said, like, look, I'm not coming back. He said, I'm not coming back to Texas. He said, you can come visit me or you can move there. I feel like he's saying he's literally just moving back to Mexico, even though he is married. Like, he's just saying, like, I'm just moving there. Like, deal with it. And I, as sad as I am for him, Melinda, and as sad as I am for you going through the loss of someone so close to both of you, I'm a little bit pissed off that this guy, in the thick of you guys grieving and dealing with such a huge loss, that he's just, like, abandoning you, and just basically, like, you already have a huge life change in that you're losing a loved one, but now you have a life change of, like, now you're just expected to move out of the country, or, like, or not, or just, like, visit him. Like, your husband and wife, you don't visit each other.
And I don't know what I'm trying to find a way to be a supportive wife. Like, I don't, this is all, I mean, I, like, it literally, like, I'm having a hard time speaking. I'm so sorry. Like,
no, it's
okay. I don't
know
what my reaction is supposed to be to this. Like, I don't want to move to Mexico. I have never wanted to do that. It's never been something we even talked about. We never considered it, like, before or after we got married.
Yeah, wow. That makes sense. Hey, Melinda, can you hang on? Because we got people that are calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And they want to give you advice, because we kind of gave you some of ours. Can you hang on?
Okay.
All right, cool. Also, if you can't get through, we got all the phones lit up right now. You can also hit us up on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. We will continue Ask Alex next on Radio Now. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex is going on. We're trying to help out Melinda. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That is 833-563-2539. Sadly, her husband just lost his brother in Mexico. That's where his brother lives. They actually are new listeners in Houston on the station 92.1 Radio Now, where we're on the air. Also in Indianapolis on Radio Now 100.9. So she's new, trying to look for some advice with Ask Alex, because, like, he's saying, Alex, not that he's going there to visit, but, like, he's like, I'm going to be here with my family. They need me.
Yeah, and he told her, I'm not coming back to Texas, where they live. He said, you can come visit or you can move to Mexico. She has never wanted to move to Mexico. She has a life here in the States. She doesn't want to do that. And he literally took, she said, everything that's important to him and just left. And I am upset for her. I think that is being a terrible husband and bailing on her when she needs him the most, and he should need her the most.
All right, Melinda, we've got people lined up, so you feel free to chime in whenever you feel like it, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Got Melinda. Let's go to line number one. Hey, Emily, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment I am also married to a Hispanic, and really my comment is that it doesn't surprise me that her husband made that type of decision.
Okay.
Really, because their culture is just so much different.
How so?
Especially when it comes to marriages. I've been with my husband for 6 years, and I can tell you our number one struggle has been how different our culture is. I'm talking about, like, the way a husband should be there for a wife, the communication. I don't know.
Are you saying, I just want to make sure I understand here, and I'm not trying to cut you off, Emily, but are you saying that, like, in Hispanic culture, at least with your husband, that family's more valuable than necessarily, like, the actual significant other, or what do you mean?
I mean, I'm not really sure how to explain it, especially when it comes to, like, he's married to a white girl.
Okay.
I just know that a Hispanic's, the way they communicate in a marriage is totally different than if you were to be, you know, white.
Emily, I think I see what you're saying, too, because this pork chop. I'm originally from New Jersey, and New Jersey is very diverse, and there are a lot of Mexican or Hispanic people in New Jersey, and I do notice that they do value their family, like, a lot, and I would say more than a Caucasian person. Now, when it comes to the actual relationship or marriage, you know, I don't know, but I do know that they have a lot of value within their family.
Interesting.
All right, hey, Emily, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Jeff this morning. Hey, Jeff, you're also on with Melinda, who's going through the situation. What's going on, Jeff? What did you want to say?
Wanted to say that people in life make irrational decisions in mourning, and the best thing that she could really do at this time is to focus on herself and allow herself to heal, and then also that allows him time to have his healing process and let things play out. Most likely they'll work out the way they should.
But how long is she supposed to just let him, like, be living in Mexico? I mean, he like said he was moving there, like, very definitively.
What, like a year or two?
It's not about waiting for him so much. It's more about focusing on herself and doing what she needs to do as a human on her own now. And then if she decides to move forward, her feelings will get her there.
All right.
But how am I supposed to stay in limbo this entire time?
Right.
You don't focus on being in limbo or worrying about your relationship. You need to worry about mourning and feeling better about yourself. And then once you heal fully, then you can focus on what's your relationship, what's your next step in your relationship. I would say allow a couple weeks for him to realize what he's done. In a few weeks, if it still seems that you're just in limbo waiting, trying to hear an answer, then that's when you need to focus on you and make your decisions on where you want your life to go.
Jeff, some good points. I mean, it's easier said than done, but kind of makes sense. Let's see. Courtney, you are now on the Joe and Alex show for Ask Alex. What do you want to say? What's your advice?
Along the lines of what Emily was saying, I think there's definitely a cultural difference. If he lost his brother, especially if he doesn't have other brothers, he's probably feeling an immense responsibility to go and be there for his parents and his sister. And I would probably just give him a little bit of time to go through the mourning process and see if his parents kind of get back on their feet and are kind of managing their life better. And
what's a fair amount of time for her to allow him to just be gone like that?
I'd probably say 2 months.
Okay.
All right.
I just don't understand why he couldn't talk to me first.
She should research moving to Mexico.
Say that again, Melinda.
I don't understand. Like, I respect that, like, he's trying to get this figured out. I'm respecting that he needs to be there for his parents, but why didn't we have a conversation? Why didn't we make that choice together?
I mean, that is a good question.
See, I really do side with her on
this.
Hey,
Caitlin, you are on the Joe and Alex show, and your spouse is Mexican, so maybe you got some insight into this. What do you think? What would you tell Melinda to do?
Yeah, I actually think it's the complete opposite than what was just said. My spouse is from Mexico. She just said Hispanic, so he could be from somewhere else, the previous caller. But in this situation, my spouse wouldn't leave. Family is number one, but his in-laws have even told him, you know, his wife and his child are his main priority now. And if it was someone really close to, then we would take a family trip down there. If anything, he would never pick up and leave. It's actually a very big part of their culture to take care of their family. And no one in his family or anyone Mexican I know would ever pick up and leave their family because that is their number one priority.
All right.
That is their whole culture.
Hey, no, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Jennifer here. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Melinda's husband is in Mexico, and he may not be coming back. He went there because his brother passed away, and now he has to kind of take care of his family. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to agree with Caitlin, the last caller, because I've been married to a Hispanic for 13 years, and they are very family-oriented, but when you become married, you become their family.
Mm.
Like, you're number one, you know? So for him to leave like that and not having, like, her having say-so is completely off the hook.
So
like,
what does she say? Right. What's the next step? What does she say to him?
He needs to find out, like, if this is going to work at all, like, if he plans on coming back, because if not, I mean, she has to move on. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
You'd
but
say grounds for divorce.
There's no way I'd be left in the dirt like that. And I understand his brother passed away, but, you know, he became married to her, so she should be his number one now.
Yeah, it kind of changes when you actually, you know, commit your life to that person. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in this morning. Melinda, I hope we gave you some sort of help here, at least somewhere to go.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
And then try to look at the positive. I mean, maybe he lives in Cancun or something.
Yeah.
So you could, like,
oh, yeah.
To Mexico could be huge.
Spring break's going to be awesome. No, Melinda, we are just trying to make fun of this to make you laugh, not laugh at you. Hey, thanks for calling in. I hope that helped.
Let us know if you can, if you feel up to it and you do get any sort of update. We'd love to hear what happens.
Okay. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
What the hell was that?
Why did you just walk through your chair like it wasn't there?
That wasn't even the painful part. The painful part is I hit my keys in my pocket in the chair, and my key just like jabbed into my skin.
Behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex show, I am the heaviest person on the show. Not that weight matters, but that's just a fact. So when I run, I make more noise. Pork Chop lately has this thing where he runs around, and he's like, You can hear him. He's like, I do it so people can hear me run around the corner.
Exactly, because if I crash into someone, I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, you just crashed into your chair. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. That hurt. I wanted to yell.
Well, you can yell. You just can't swear. All right, we're glad you're okay.
You just like walk around and knock into things like an elephant.
Here comes Pork Chop.
Sorry.
All right, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and I would like to play a little game here. I'm just going to go from person to person to person, so I'll go Alex, Pork Chop, Liv. I got 9 questions to see how well you guys do. Maybe you guys can all go 3 for 3 here. So when it's your turn, that's when you'll guess. I'm going to give you an artist name with the initial in it. You got to tell me what the initial is short for, okay?
Oh, I'm going to lose, but okay.
Because I just was thinking about this yesterday with, obviously, you might have heard about R. Kelly, maybe, I don't know, all in the news. And I was like, well, what does the R stand for? So, Alex, question number one, R. Kelly, what does the R stand for?
Robert.
That is what you call correct.
Whoa.
Did you all know that?
Because I'm obsessed with this case. I know everything.
Did you know it before you looked into the case, though?
Nope.
I didn't either. Okay, this one's for Pork Chop. A little bit harder. Sorry, since how the cards fall. TLC, like the group that actually sings. Like, what does TLC stand for?
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay.
What? I literally don't know.
You want to try that again? TLC.
Tender love and careness.
No, it stands for T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. That's their 3 names on the group.
Don't go chasing
waterfalls. See, I was right.
And by the way, I feel like I have to play this. I'm kind of backing up over a broken egg. R. Kelly would have been this clip.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
There we go. Okay. Now I feel better about myself. Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the person's name. There's an initial in there. Tell me what that represents, okay?
Okay.
Mary J. Blige. Amazing, amazing singer. What does the J stand for?
Jane.
Liv the Web Girl. I don't say this often, but...
No way!
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Was that a random guess?
Yeah, because like Mary Jane.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Like marijuana.
I do too.
Yeah, that is a jam right there. It's a bop. Okay. Back to Alex here. So far, 1-1. So, Alex, go for your second point if you can. What does the T in iced tea stand for?
Terrence?
It does not.
I don't know
coming
this one.
From my background and being on a cop show,
I will shoot your ass from right here.
There you go.
I love him on SVU, by the way. He's like my favorite character.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. No, this is a tough one. I didn't know it until I looked it up. The Ice-T, like his name, stands for Tracy. That's his real first name.
Dang it.
Tracy. Okay. Alex still got one. Pork Chop. You can maybe tie it up right here with Eazy-E. What does the E in Eazy-E stand for? Why are your eyes getting so big?
Oh, I know this.
I think I know. I might know this.
I knew I wasn't going to know. Eazy-E.
The letter E in Easy. It's his name was Eazy-E. He was a rapper in N.W.A. What does the E stand for?
At the end.
Edward.
No.
It does not. Ladies, you don't get a point, but what is it?
Eric.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it Eric?
It is Eric. Right out of Compton. It's a brother that don't smuck
your mother. It makes a sister think I love her. Dangerous. Guys, so fun fact about me. The entire like first two verses of this song I can rap.
I thought you were gonna say you're from Compton. I'm like, I never knew.
No, I know it by heart, the first like two verses, but there's so much swearing I could never do on the
radio. Well, all right, well we know this, so we know that Pork Chop is not going to be winning this game, but we'll still continue to play our way on through. Liv the Web Girl, here's your second question this morning.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Kenny G, you know who he is?
Oh, the saxophone guy.
Yes. Tell me what the G for Kenny G stands for. Kenny G. What's the G stand for?
He's a straight up G.
Garth?
No.
I don't know. Is it Gordon?
It's his last name, Gorlick.
Ah.
Oh, you were close, Alex.
You wouldn't be as excited as like, oh yeah, the soothing sounds of Kenny Gorlick.
Is there a famous vampire saxophone player named Kenny Garlick?
That's actually his cousin. All right, I mean, I love my mom and my grandma, but I got some news the other day, and it made me want to cry, but it also kind of scared the crap out of me. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now, and I'm not going to give out too much medical details, but at Christmas, I'm there visiting my mom, my grandma, and it's tough to see them just because, God, I love them, but it's just, it's hard to see my mom and grandma getting old like that, and they're just in a really rough spot, and I don't see their time on this earth that being that long. They kind of take care of each other. So that's tough as it is. But my mom, you guys know that I'm a worrier, and you can joke about it if you want, but I do worry about everything, whether it's the show, whether it's my family. Like, I'm always having the sky falling, and I always do whatever I can to try to prevent something bad from happening, which life happens. My mom, come to find out, has been having a lot of health issues, and I didn't know about it. My grandma's like, as soon as we get there, like, aren't you going to tell him? I'm like, what are you going to tell me here? Like, I'm not your son? Like, what are we doing? What is this big reveal? And my grandma went on to reveal, like, two or three health issues that my mom has.
Oh, man.
Really, really, like, where she's getting certain scans done and different things.
Right.
And if this is something that is really as bad as it could be, I'll share on there. But I don't want to talk about stuff right now until we know more details.
Sure.
But then my brother texted me yesterday during the show. And by the way, don't text us during the show. It is the worst time to get bad news.
Don't give us bad news.
Yeah, give us good
news. If you want to text us and tell us like how good we sound, like you can do that.
Please, yeah, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. But my brother's like, hey, these are the two issues going on with mom right now. They think this is actually more severe than we thought, and she's going to go get some work done this Friday.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll know more. If it is this is the diagnosis. And I'm like, okay. And I'm sorry I'm being so vague here. I will share more later. Point is that my mom and grandma, my mom won't communicate her health with me, which scares the crap out of me. But I just want to know, what is the plan for the future? God, my dad passed away 11 years ago and I was 21. So God forbid something else happens here. I'm not expecting an inheritance. I don't care about what do I get. That's fine.
But
if
you
I get
need
nothing.
To know how to plan if there is a funeral and stuff.
Or that, or like, God forbid my mom has like slow death, like, do we keep her on life support? Do we take her off? Like, I
and
need to know all these things.
Doesn't your mom own horses and stuff? Like, you'd have to know what to do with those.
Yeah, I think you just let them run free, right?
Like, you just free them.
Yeah, let them be wild horses. So, we're bringing on this morning, actually, I believe it's a good friend of yours too, Alex, and is she your attorney or lawyer?
Well,
representative?
Dominique, you're an attorney, right?
So that's interesting. No nommer. It's you can call me an attorney or a lawyer, a legal representative. Either way, you know that I'm a licensed attorney and I help you get out of really crazy stuff.
Yes, right, well, she does. So Dominique Price is my friend's name. She is based out of Los Angeles and she has helped me with so much stuff. We have been friends for the last couple of years. We actually met because we both went on a TV show together. And so that's how we became friends. And then she's like, I should be your lawyer. And I was like, you know what? you're right. You should. So I was like, you have to come on and give Joe advice because she helps me with my contracts through work and stuff because we have to sign a contract to work in radio and like work out a deal and stuff to work here. So she
helps
me with
that.
How much
money did you get Alex in her current contract?
Now, that is attorney-client privilege, so I can't tell you that, Joe, but I am really, really sorry to hear about your mother's health, so I will keep her in my prayers, and I hope she has a full recovery.
Thank you.
But when it comes to the wills, I think it's such an interesting time for us to be talking about it, so I want us to make sure that we cover a few things. But, you know, think about Prince or Aretha or Jimi Hendrix or Bob Marley. All of these artists are people who had varying amount of money but did not leave a will. And some died unexpectedly. Some knew that they were going to die. So there's a different level of varying of preparation that can go into it. But everyone needs a will, no matter if you are making $40 an hour, whether you're making $10 an hour, or if you're making millions a year, simply because you do not want to put your loved one through more headache and pain when they're already grieving you. It's just the extra hurt that we don't want to add to our loved ones if we know it's something that we can avoid. And so you know that old saying, when we know better, we do better. A lot of people don't have wills because they simply don't know, but we're talking about it right now with you, Alex and Joe, and all of your listeners. So now they're on the clock. They need to work really hard to make sure that they have their wills prepared. And for those of our family members who don't want to talk about it or who have trouble just wanting to sit down and create one, I always say guilt trip is the best way to go about talking about wills. You sit them down and you simply say, hey, you already know how I'm going to react when I have to lose you. Do you want me to have extra added pressure if I have to fight the extra relative who might want to take me to probate? Or do you want to make this easier on me? And you have to simply ask them, and it's up to them after that. Mm-hmm. And if they decide that they want to put you through more heartache, you say, I'm going to make, you know, changing your diapers a lot harder. You know?
Oh, God, I don't even...
perspective. But, and then here, let's have an honest conversation. If you have a family member who just refuses to get a will, and this is a close personal relationship, a little secret advice for you, take out a small life insurance policy on their behalf. It's totally legal. You can do this. And the reason why I tell my clients to do this is because going through probate court, which is what you have to do when anybody dies, regardless if there being a will or not there being a will, that can take between 3 and 24 months.
Whoa.
If you have small life insurance, if you need to handle bills, if you need to handle the funeral, you'll at least be able to get an insurance policy payout within 30 days. So if you want to take out one on mom, grandma, your coworker, your partner that you do business with, all of those individuals, you can actually take a life insurance policy out. So do you guys have questions? Are you guys, Joe, are you ready to have this conversation with your mom?
Look how smart she is. This is, this is why I have her, because she is 10 times smarter than I could ever dream
to
be.
Well, I think, I actually do have a few questions. Let me get the first one out of the way and get to the other stuff. But you brought up, it doesn't matter if you make $40 an hour or $10 an hour. Like, in regards to Alex, how many dollars does she make per hour?
Yeah, Joe, see, attorney, this is why I'm good at my job. You're not going to get me to tell you, but just know that she has the best attorney on this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
I got a way better deal than you did.
Oh, man. Sadly, that's probably true.
That's freaking hilarious.
Now, no, I think you kind of hit it there. Like, it is an awkward conversation to have. It's just like, I guess I don't know what else to do. And I don't know if you could even give advice for that. It's just, they just don't tell me. I don't know how, except for, I guess,
Yes, guilt trip them and just sit them down and have the hard conversation.
Because I don't want anything here. Like, I'm not asking for anything. I want to know what to do when it's done. I ask Alex. That's why I annoy her so much. And to me, she annoys me, is because I'm like, what about this? What about that? What about that? Like, I need to know everything. Then once I know it, I'm cool.
Yeah, you just want to be at a place of understanding, and you just want to give them the best possible outgoing that they can have. That's it. And you, all you can do is approach it from a place of love, from a place of, you know, genuine understanding. And if they don't let you in, it is what it is, but you just know in your heart that you've made the effort. And so right now is the perfect time to get a will. We're getting tax refunds, we're getting bonuses at work through the, as we end the first quarter. So don't allow this time period to go by without taking time to really sit down and say, I'm going to get a will. Like Alex said, I'm, you know, I practice in LA, but the cool thing about wills is that I have clients all across the country, even across the world, that I've helped establish wills and trust and contracts. So if I can be of any help to you, Joe, or any of your audience, please feel free to check me out because I'd love to help you guys. There's no excuse not to have a will in 2019.
How can people find out more about you? What's the best way? Is there a website?
Yeah, let me give you guys a short link so you can get there faster. It's bit.ly/pricewills with an S.
Cool. And we'll put this up too when we podcast this at joanalexshow.com. In the description, we'll put your information.
bit.ly/pricewills.
All right. Well,
Alex.
I love you. Thank you. You give the best advice.
The clock. I'm going to ask Alex if you have the hard conversation with mom by this time next week.
Okay. Now Dominique, seriously, if I do consider you to have representation for me, obviously we would enforce the client privilege thing, correct?
Yes, but I'm still not going to tell you how much more money Alex is making.
All right. Fine. Thank you, Dominique. Helping out here with some advice here on the Joe and Alex show. I know.
That was adulting.
Hold on. I have to do something unadult-like. Hold on.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly was tearful and angry in his first interview since pleading not guilty to sexual abuse charges. In a CBS This Morning interview that aired Wednesday, the singer told Gayle King that allegations he has been abusing women and girls for decades are untrue and stupid. She was real ballsy to ask the question, does he think that his own abuse as a child may have affected his behavior as an adult?
You've talked very candidly. You were molested from the ages of 7 to 13, 14. Mm-hmm. How do you think that has affected you?
It hasn't affected me at all. I mean, it has affected me in a way, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It affected me in this way. Anything that I've been through, that or any struggles I've had in my past, has affected my music. It has,
Has it affected your behavior?
Absolutely not. Because I'm going to tell you something, I know people say, oh, well, he was abused.
Exactly.
Well, that's why he's doing that. No.
Let me tell you, that was the tip of a very big iceberg that was about to go down. When he stood up, which it's now become a meme, Gayle King is sitting in the chair, just looking straight forward. R. Kelly is towering over her, shaking his finger in her face, yelling at the top of his lungs. He lost it.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I just would have kept on going and see how hot he got.
You know what? He's like, I just want a relationship with my kids. Guess what? He just got arrested for not paying child support now. So now he's back in jail because he's not paying child support. So the actions are not matching up with what he is saying. And I just feel like, could this be another compelling interview like the Jussie Smollett case where he is so convincing and so compelling and swearing that he's not lying, that he's telling the truth, but like he's really just a pathological liar? Because that's a compelling, listening to that makes you emotional. You want to believe him.
You feel for the person when they talk like that.
It's just so hard. And so Gayle King also spoke to Joycelyn Savage and Azrael Clary about living with R. Kelly and their estranged relationship with their families. It made them very emotional. These are two of the girls. Their parents were on that documentary series on Lifetime and stuff that like everyone's, wondering where they are, where they've been and all that. So she ended up talking to them. This is what happened.
Tell me, Azrael, why you're crying. Tell me.
I'm crying because you guys don't know the truth. You guys believe in some facade that our parents are saying. This is all lies for money. And if you can't see that, you're ignorant and you're stupid.
That is so tough to hear. And R. Kelly actually chimed in with thoughts on Alex.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Yeah, so, all right, that's what he thinks.
He's also now under investigation in Detroit for having sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl.
That's
a woman,
stupid.
stupid.
Yeah. A woman has come forward and claims that when she was 13, he assaulted her in a hotel room in 2001. She says that she visited him in Atlanta over the course of 4 years and claims that he gave her herpes. Detroit police are aware of the claims. They've reached out for an interview with the victim. And also, if you are interested in seeing an extended version as opposed to what aired on Gil King's show yesterday or whatever, an expanded version of the sit-down that ran on CBS This Morning will air as a one-hour special Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I know what Alex is doing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be all over
Friday
that.
Friday night plan, check.
Tristan Thompson was spotted with a mystery woman in New York City on Tuesday following his split from Khloe Kardashian. The Cleveland Cavaliers forward was in town for the team's game against the Brooklyn Nets and was all smiles at Nobu with the same brunette who appeared on his Instagram story a week earlier. The new woman comes after Khloe dumped him when he cheated on her yet again. This time, of course, we know with Kylie's best friend Jordan Woods.
That's stupid!
And Roseanne Barr tried to clarify her controversial comments about the hashtag MeToo movement, telling TMZ that she did not mean to imply all women who claim they've been sexually assaulted are hoes, but added that there are some who aren't describing reality in their allegations. Roseanne says rational thinkers get it, but she believes she's being targeted and taken out of context. She said, I think there's a lot of women that shouldn't be going to their boss's hotel room after 3 a.m. for career advice, and if your daughters don't know that, you need to educate them. That's not what you do.
That's stupid!
That's the garbage.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Love for you to join in the conversation right now and share some good news with us. It's 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This is on Twitter yesterday. By the way, if you don't follow the Joe and Alex Show, what's wrong with you, okay? I'm not trying to sound judgy, but do it right now. It's at Joe and Alex Show. That way you can be part of the conversation that way, too. And we're wondering this morning, what is the kindest thing a stranger has ever said or done for you?
Oh, guys, I was looking at these tweets.
Don't cry.
I was crying.
Don't cry.
Literally sobbing, like feel-good sobbing, because these stories are so amazing.
All right, so here's a few of these tweets, but I want your calls. I really want you to share something that somebody said to you that was really kind, that was a stranger, or maybe they actually did like an act of service. We want to hear about that and helped you out. This lady that started this said, well, I had a baby of mine, and it used to get air sick, and the first time it happened, we were leaving the gate, and there was puke all over my pants and the seat cushion, so they had to bring the plane back. Oh, my gosh.
Embarrassing.
Everybody, I mean, I hate to say it, I would be mad if we had to turn the plane around because they had to replace the seat and the seat belt. Everybody hated me, she said. I was standing covered in puke, holding my now only diaper-clad baby and trying not to cry while business travelers glared at me and just looked like I shouldn't have been there. Well, the flight attendant took my baby, helped clean it up. Then she went into her little luggage and grabbed a pair of yoga pants for me to wear on that flight and just gave me her address so I could send them back like when I cleaned them up and they were done.
Oh my gosh. My freaking heart.
That is just incredible. Listen to some of these other stories here of kind things that strangers have done or said to someone, and you can share 833-JOE-ALEX. Somebody said they saved my life by breaking a window and pulling me out of a burning house when I was 7.
Oh, my word.
They actually broke his wrist. This guy did. He cut up both his hands, but he saved me and my brother. I don't know his name. I don't even know. I just know he was a motorcycle rider, and he was driving by, and he saw us like looking for help in the window. How crazy is that?
Oh, my gosh.
What if he wouldn't have looked?
That is like, I mean, it just gives me chills. So this one was my favorite one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me try not to cry. I fainted on the subway once, and a kind elderly Chinese woman who spoke no English waited with me, held my hand, and fed me grapes while we waited for the EMTs. When they finally came, she patted my hand 3 times and put my hand on her heart before leaving. Doesn't that just make you cry? Oh my gosh. What a precious person.
Alex is tearing up right now. I have a story. Now, it's not something that somebody did for me, but it's something that actually happened to my wife, Lindsay. We were just dating at the time, and I'm originally from Michigan, and I was living and working in Evansville, Indiana. If you don't know where that is, that's like in the very bottom southwest part of Indiana. So from where she was leaving my apartment, heading back to Michigan, we were dating. It was a 7-hour drive. 1 hour outside of where I lived, her car broke down.
Oh my gosh.
Just totally took a poop. It was done. That ended up being the totaling of her car. So this guy, it's late at night because she left, you know, want to stay as late as possible. It's dark, very secluded area, no service. She's talking to me on my phone. This is like out of a movie, Alex. She's like, there's a guy here. He's helping me. I don't have much.
What?
Yeah. So that's all I got. I didn't know exactly where she was at. She mentioned what, like, kind of like a road she was by. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's alone and some man's there. What's going to happen? Long story short, this guy was a nice elderly man. He actually has a daughter about me and my wife's age. And he pulled over. He let her stay inside of her car for about an hour and a half till a tow truck got there. He was actually just a business guy traveling up to Chicago. But he was going through Kentucky and Indiana at the time. And he's like, well, I just would hope somebody would do that for my daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, dude, you're a freaking hero.
Oh, I love these stories. What is the kindest thing a stranger has ever said or done for you? 833-JOE-ALEX.
We want to hear from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. What is the kindest thing a stranger has maybe done or said to you? Let's go to the phones this morning and say hi to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey. So my aunt was on a road trip and had hit a bad storm. And on this bad storm, she hit some water, and her car hydroplaned, and she ended up in an accident. Following the accident, she had no friends and family around to help her out, and the couple that pulled over to help her drove her into Atlanta, got her a hotel room, and even offered to take her to the Super Bowl with them so that she wasn't all by herself.
Did she go to the Super Bowl?
She didn't end up going because she didn't feel too good, but was so thankful that they even offered to help her, let alone pay for the hotel and offer to take her with them.
The biggest thing I've taken away, Courtney, is that she should have went to the Super Bowl and didn't.
Holy!
Wow.
Wow, that's insane. Hey, thanks for calling in.
My mind is absolutely shook that someone offered to take another person they didn't know to the Super Bowl. That is insane.
Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Share some good stuff with us, Amber.
All right. Well, I am a single mom of two little toddlers, and one is actually disabled. So I'm very overwhelmed a lot, and it is definitely hard. But I was at Walmart once, and this woman stopped me just randomly. She could tell I was having a rough time with my two kids, and it was like I was going to throw the tantrum. But she stopped me, just tell me to keep my head up and that she can tell that I am doing a good job. And in that moment, it felt like everything to me. Just because I do struggle and it is hard, but to see someone from the outside who doesn't know me, doesn't know my situation, to tell me I'm doing good was really nice. It was comforting.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is so incredible.
I think we overlook, and this is such a good thing, Amber, you don't have to be like, hey, here's $100 to help somebody.
Right.
Like a word, a kind right. word, can make such a
yes.
difference.
It really did, because I do struggle a lot. It's hard because their father is not in their life. He doesn't help. So I do it all myself. And I mean, I love it. I enjoy it, but it is very overwhelming. And I feel like single parents get underlooked or
oh, they
they're
do.
Part of this.
Amber, they do. My mom was a single mom for the most part. My dad was around sometimes, but God bless you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And all the single moms and dads out there doing the work of two people out there. That is incredible.
100%.
We appreciate you. Let's say good morning to, is this Kai? Hey, Kai, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi there.
What is the good stuff here? What happened?
I was driving with my six-month-old. I was a new mom, just 22 years old, and I was going up Raceway Road, and it was super icy and snowy and freezing cold, and my little Toyota slipped off the road. So my two tires were, like, over the edge of the road, and I was very stuck. And my husband worked an hour away, and I didn't know what to do, and there were just cars flying by me. And so this couple pulled over, and they insisted that I get in their truck with them with the baby and stay warm, and then he tried to get my car out, and then another man stopped and helped him, so they got my car out and stayed warm. It was really nice.
Wow, that's so nice. Look at that. You know what? I always, when I see somebody like that on the side of the road, I'm always like, I don't have to pull over. Somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
But see, people were flying by you, and then finally somebody did stop, but it took a while.
They're like, get out of the way, idiot. You're like, I'm just stuck here with my baby. Please help. All right, pork chop.
I am so sorry. There's this lady that she's called in twice, and the first time we got connected, and the second time I accidentally hung up on her. So
oh,
I just want to tell Becca's story real quick since I can't get her on.
Thanks, fat fingers.
Sorry. So she had a flat tire outside of a business. and it was like bad weather out, and some guy came out of the business, helped her change the tire, but she didn't have a spare. So he went to his friend's car, got the friend's spare, put it on her tire so she could drive to Walmart, buy a new tire, and then come back, and the guy changed it again.
Oh, my God.
That's commitment.
This makes my week.
Guys will do anything to try to get some right there. That is, that is a great, great story.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay. If you've ever lost somebody you care about, you definitely like never want to forget them. And sometimes people do things in their honor, like maybe you plant a tree or something. Well, not this family. This family instead threw $500 onto a freeway in California to honor a dead relative. The family was on their way home from the funeral on the freeway when they're like, you know what? Let's roll down the windows and let's let this wad of cash and 20s go all over the place. So they made it rain. Pfft, money going everywhere. And yeah, that was a bad idea because guess what the cars did? They all slammed on the brakes. Everybody saw
to go get out and get the money?
Yes. Yep. So cars like, luckily, nobody was hurt or killed. And as far as I'm seeing, no major accidents either.
But isn't that stealing?
Well, that's a good question. If it was like an armored truck and the money went everywhere, I would say, yeah, probably. But if it's just somebody throwing money, they're making it rain like they're giving it to you. I've been to a strip club where a guy made it rain like $20. I was impressed by that. But $500, I would get out of my car for that. The family said they did it in honor of the person who died. And they also said, oh, this is just an Oakland thing.
What?
I don't know. Anybody from Oakland, California?
An Oakland thing?
Can you confirm, like, this is what they do in Oakland, California? Because if that's the case, I need to start hanging out at funeral homes. I'm going to go move. California, go ahead.
Yeah, California knows how to party.
All right, that's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in, and please do share. That's 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl brings up this question this morning.
Yeah, so I saw a video. It kind of went viral yesterday and, like, last night. There was a guy sitting in a wheelchair, and he was hanging on to the back of like a semi truck, just like riding along for the ride.
He was hauling.
Like, and like the semi truck just wasn't like chugging along. Like, it was going. And this guy was just hanging off the back.
If he fell off his wheelchair, which obviously he's probably not actually like a handicapper, and he's just somebody riding in a wheelchair being pulled.
I have no idea. He might have been handicapped.
Well, I guess it could be.
Maybe he's handicapped and like this feels like the last way to get adrenaline.
Well, I was going to say though, but if he were to fall off or if that wheelchair tipped over, I mean, you would die, wouldn't, if you're going that fast you fell on the pavement, wouldn't you just snap in half?
If you were alive, you'd be brain dead. There's no way. He wasn't wearing his helmet.
He was not wearing a helmet?
No, he wasn't. No, he was wearing no protective gear.
It's funny, but it's terrifying.
That's the most bananas thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, I don't know if I know for a fact this is not as crazy as that, but I'll share, and you can too. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've seen anything crazy on the road, I've seen two things. I've seen somebody eat a bowl of cereal while driving, which I don't understand how you do that. Like, their knees were kind of driving, but they picked it up at the stoplight.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. I've eaten oatmeal. But
I have done that too. And eating is just a crazy thing to do. But I've also seen, actually, I've done this too. Have you ever changed clothing while you're driving?
Yes.
I've never done pants, but I've done like a shirt. And that's actually probably, I don't know, just as bad, if not more, because you're covering up your line of vision for a second.
Yeah.
Have you guys done that, or is this me and Liv are the crazy people here?
Well, I haven't done that.
Okay.
I mean, the craziest thing I've seen is somebody popping zits while they're driving. And then I've also seen somebody straight up shaving, like shaving cream and all that while they're driving.
Oh, my God. Looking in the mirror. Wait, their legs or
their face. A guy shaving his face.
Oh, no. Guys do that a lot. Or, I mean, it's not as bad as you have an electric razor, but it's still like, what are you doing, man? Like, that don't make no sense.
Well, where is that hair going while you're driving? You know what I mean? Like, is it just falling on your lap and on the floor?
It's probably falling on your shirt and on the floor, yeah.
The shaving cream, too. That's disgusting. I didn't even think about that. So last summer when I was driving down the road, I saw a woman. I mean, I think she might have, like, maybe had some mental illness or was on crack or something. But she was dead ass seriously giving CPR to a Tide detergent bottle on the sidewalk.
Oh, wait, you guys have never done that before?